historic weekend, no matter what happens.
Training standards will increase, expectations will increase. I just can't go against Ballyhale.
The Club Championship Show. Subscribe to the GAA podcast feed on the OTB Sports app now.
The latest sports news in a bite-sized podcast, the OTB Lunchtime Wrap.
Good afternoon, I'm Philip Egan, and you're listening to the OTB Lunchtime Wrap for a look at all of today's sports stories so far on Wednesday, the 16th of February. Niamh Fahey set to earn her 100th cap for the Republic of Ireland this afternoon. Vera Pauw's side take on Poland in Spain in their opening game of the Pinatar Cup. The Galwegian was presented with a special gold cap at the team hotel in La Manga. Fahey, who made her senior debut against Portugal in 2007, would become just the fourth female player in Ireland to become a centurion, joining a club that also includes Emma Byrne, Anya O'Gorman and Kira Grant. Kick-off in Spain is 2:30 Irish time. Jurgen Klopp says the scrapping of away goals in the Champions League won't change the mindset of his players. Liverpool are away to Italian champions Inter Milan tonight for the first leg of their last 16 tie. Klopp insists their focus is always on winning, and rules shouldn't make any difference.
We can say more about that after the two games, but actually, I can't remember a game when we went somewhere and thought, okay, at least a goal would be great or something like that, to score a goal. So we go there to get a result.
Kickoff at the San Siro is 8 o'clock. At the same time, Bayern Munich are away to Salzburg. Joey Carberry's defended the decision to kick a penalty rather than go for the corner in Saturday's Six Nations defeat to France. Ireland were 27-21 down with 8 minutes left to play when they won the penalty. The Munster out half told OTB AM that he believes the players made the right call.
Anyone knows that hindsight's a great thing, and people could be like, oh, if you kicked to the corner and you scored the seven, then you would have won. But you don't know, France could have come back. And I suppose we all still think to this day that it's the right call, and that's what we have to go on. We're the ones out on the pitch, and we were the ones who live by it. So yeah, I think we're deadly right.
Leinster head coach Leo Cullen has extended his contract up until the summer of 2023. Cullen signed a rolling one-year deal last May with the option to extend for a further season at the end of the current campaign. The former Ireland international, who won 221 caps for Leinster and was captain of three Heineken Cup winning squads, was appointed head coach of the province in 2015. Since then, he's won the Champions Cup and four league titles. Former Munster hooker and coach Gerry Flannery's agreed a new permanent contract with English club Harlequins. The 43-year-old's line-out and defence coach for the Premiership club, Harlequins attack coach Nick Evans and scrum coach Adam Jones have also agreed new permanent contracts, having been part of the coaching team that won the Premiership title last season. Spain's Jon Rahm's been voted Player of the Year by his fellow DP Tour members for a second time. He won the US Open, was placed inside the top 10 in all four majors, and was Europe's leading point scorer at the Ryder Cup. The world number one adds the 2021 Seve Ballesteros Award to the one he won 2 years ago. NUIG and UL go head-to-head tonight in the Sigerson Cup final. That match in Carlow throws in at 7:30. And trainer Mark Todd's been given an interim suspension by the British Horse Racing Authority. It's after a video posted on social media showed him hitting a horse with a branch. The former Olympic champion will be unable to race while an investigation into the clip is ongoing. The 65-year-old's apologised for his actions. Coming up on tonight's Off the Ball, Gordon Darcy on Wednesday Night Rugby. And as always, the football show will keep you updated on tonight's Champions League action. You can tune into News Talk from 7 o'clock or listen on the OTB Sports app.
The latest sports news in a bite-sized podcast, the OTB Lunchtime Wrap. Available every weekday on the OTB Sports app.